204 DGS and KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Wouldn't it be great if Mondays were off?
Yeah.
How big of a deal would, for our generation, the 3-day weekends make? Because, you know, it's like in the future, people will just be working with their brain in a tub of water or something. Yeah. But a 3-day, if they just said, like, hey, look, national law, 3-day weekends, my life would be, I mean, that would be a game changer.
You taking Monday instead of Friday? That's interesting.
That's a good one. No,
yeah,
I think I would
Tuesday
take...
just becomes the new Friday.
I was going to say Tuesday is just, I mean, like, it's all relative. You'd still have a first day and a last day of the work week.
Somehow Monday feels like more of a treat.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I get that. What if they just gave you Wednesday? 2 days off and then 2 days.
Oh. I have several friends who work normal guy jobs, and they put in 3 12-hour days.
Oh, I would do that.
That sounds great.
Yeah, if I was going to, like, that, I know my brother works for himself, and that's kind of what he does. He does 2 really long days, one normal and one short, and then 3 days he's off.
I wouldn't mind working in that big tub of goo. That sounded kind of good to me.
I bet.
Andrew's just like, put me in the Matrix.
What if I just had, like, a big aquarium in here that I just kind of floated around in?
Sue, Rach needs a ruling on whether she's pretty or not.
No,
of
that's
course
not
she
what it
is.
Says.
Well, there's the answer.
It says, am I petty?
Oh. Well, that's a different answer.
Can you imagine if I was like, I need a ruling. Am
Can
I
you
pretty?
Tell me if I'm pretty?
I looked at our show sheet. I'm like, well, this is going to be hard to navigate.
My sheet says,
I think I'll wait till Thomas is in here.
It's amazing how one little letter
My
changes
sheet
it so much.
If Sue doesn't think I'm pretty, I'm walking out.
Well, the answer is yes, you are pretty, and like, no, you are not petty.
Thirsty much?
Well, we haven't heard whether or not she's petty yet.
I might be petty in this situation. No one worry about hurting my feelings. I'm totally open to the ruling of yes, you are being petty. But I was corresponding with someone about coming on my weekend show, The Rachel Zimmerman Show, Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KMOX, if
Love
you'd
it.
Like to listen. And they had asked if they could come on. I was like, sure. We talked a little bit more, and then they emailed me back. I am petty. I already know the answer. And they're like, great, send me a calendar invite. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, you make the calendar invite. Why are you giving me a command?
Because you're booking, it's your show.
Yeah, but to be like, send me this. You know what I mean? Like, is that, am I just petty for being like a little bit offended that they're like, it would be one thing if they're like, hey, please send me the details in a calendar indict, but instead it was like, send me
so
this.
So it's the please that's the issue.
Yeah,
it's,
if you say
the
please,
lack of,
there's no segment if you say please, but just being like, send me the invite. I'm like, well, I don't want to do it. Like,
what
I
if they said it
to.
Like, send me the invite?
I don't think it was like that.
Andrew, was it your dad that you told the story where he was standing in front of someone? And they're like, you need to send me an email on this.
Yes. It was one of the life insurance companies that we were working with. And we went in there and they're like, all right, everything seems to be in order. Now just you'll need to make this phone call and you know, we'll cover everything on the phone call. And my dad's like, well, I'm standing right here. Who's gonna be This is your office. Who's going to be on the phone? And he was like, oh, I'll be answering the phone.
So he could have just picked out his cell phone and
Wait
called the guy.
And my dad was like, well, are you busy right now? And he's like, no, there's nobody. I mean, you can see there's nobody else in here. And he's like, well, then why can't we just settle this now? Face to face, I have all the documents, all the paperwork. You're standing there. You're at your computer, at your desk. And he's like, nope, got to be done over the phone.
I say, I wonder if they record it.
That could be.
Oh, they probably go back and audit it later. Yeah,
I don't record it over the desk. I mean, I don't know.
But yeah, you could just sit there and call and do it through that. I wonder if it's that. Rachel, I'm voting no petty. By the way,
thank you. Because
I'm with Wheels.
Yeah,
because
I would never ask someone like they, you know, like somebody come on. Hey, could you come on the podcast?
A favor.
Right,
they're not doing you.
If I'm agreeing to it, I'll just put it in my calendar.
Well,
I'll just be like,
it was kind of like Andrew's dad a little bit. It was like, I'm going to send you all this information anyway, but to jump the gun and be like, send this to me. I was like, it just rubbed me wrong.
Who was it?
I shan't be revealing them. They're actually not going to come on the show now, so I guess
you should definitely reveal them.
No, wait a minute. It's fine.
I don't know.
They're probably so confused because they sent that and then Rachel sent back, you know what? No, done. No,
yeah. No, in fact, you're not on the show anymore.
Since you're going to be rude
somewhere,
about it.
Someone else is getting a ruling. Like, first of all, my pretty.
Yes. I don't know how to send a calendar invite means. So
that was part of the problem, too, because then I had to Google how to send a calendar invite.
Okay.
The first time I had to do that, I also had, it was another guest. It was a guest that we really were excited to have, and they were like, send me that calendar invite, and I'm like, great! Do you know how to do that? Because I don't.
Have you guys ever had where somebody like reaches out to you, or you reach out to them one way or the other, you're trying to bring someone on the show, arrange it, and the one thing that you really want to talk to them about, they say, hey, you can't ask them about that?
Well, you know my Dustin Diamond.
Yeah. So this happens in sports
sometimes.
I couldn't
ask him about being Screech.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then what's
why else? Come on, yeah.
And then tell her the Beaver part.
The next day, Jerry Mathers was on from Leave It to Beaver, and I was all discombobulated, and I said, Mr. Mathers, is it okay if we talk about Leave It to Beaver? And Jerry Mathers goes, son, what the F else will we talk about?
First of all, that makes me love him so much.
Nothing better than being self-aware.
But I mean, I've had it a million times where, over the years, somebody will be like, I'm doing this charity thing, and we'd like you to put us on the air to give us the promotion for the charity thing. But don't ask me about the thing that I do for a living that everybody wants to hear me talk about.
Yeah.
Right? Don't ask me about the team that I play for that all of your listeners, I'm doing a sports show, all of your listeners want me to talk about. No, I just want to talk to you about my charity thing.
Honestly, to be perfectly, straightforward, we usually just won't have them on.
I know. That's what happens. It's like, I will be happy to plug your charity, your event, anything, and we'll spend a good amount of time talking about it. But you can't expect that you're going to come on a sports show.
If a baseball player is like, I only want to talk about my tournament.
Right. Like, could you imagine like John Mozeliak saying, I'll come on with KMOX, but I'm not talking about the Cardinals. Why would he would never do that.
I want to have that kind of confidence one of these days.
Right. Oh, come on, but not to talk about my radio show.
Yeah, don't ask me about the show. I got another look today. I'm wearing one of my T-shirts, which I rarely do, but it was in the laundry cycle, as you understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to visit my mom, and the receptionist was looking, because it's the one with my cartoon face on it.
Yeah.
And she's looking at me and looking at that and looking at me and looking at that.
You're like, yes, I am wearing a T-shirt with my face on it.
The first time I did it is when we were doing a DGS Live. Could have been this one, for all I know. And I went to get lunch by myself with this Mexican place by the house. And I really went back and forth, like, would Mick Jagger wear a Rolling Stone shirt? Like, I'm not sure what to do.
Because that's the same.
It's a one-to-one comparison.
So I wore it, and my waiter comes up to me, and he had no idea who I was. And he looks at me, and he looks at the shirt, and he looks at me, and he looks at the shirt, and he goes, is that you?
Oh, gosh.
And I was like, yeah. And he just goes, all right.
Alrighty then. You got
this is the first time I've worn it again.
Yeah.
So
cool shirt.
I knew I wouldn't be seeing anyone. And then we went to a Mexican restaurant for lunch.
Hey, what? That's the thing, Dave. Dave's like, when I wear this shirt, I just want to have tacos.
I don't know what it is. Which was great, by the way, wasn't it?
Oh my God.
El Burro Loco downtown. Yeah. You ever get a chance to go to an El Burro Loco? The crazy donkey.
Oh, yeah. I tried the tacos fritos. They were great.
Those were weird.
I know. They were.
Why?
It's basically just a deep fried taco.
Uh-oh.
Like, but it had potatoes in it. It was really good.
So those are big. There's a thing in Alton. They call them Alton tacos or sometimes Morales tacos. And they are deep fried tacos with ground beef and like sort of a powdery cheese. I don't exactly know what.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's cotija cheese.
Yeah. Oh, and then like there's potato chunks in there.
Yeah.
There's potato chunks in there too.
Taters.
And that's called an Alton taco?
Yeah, I actually didn't know anywhere else had it until just now, and now I feel a little bit like a fraud, right?
No one else ever thought of it.
It's an Alton-only thing, and then when he got those delivered, I was like,
oh. Hey, we have Alton tacos.
Hey, how'd they make it across the river?
How did you know what the cheese was called? Just general knowledge?
I like cheese.
One of the cheeses he's a fan of.
I like Mexican restaurants.
Cheese app.
Yeah, it's good. It's like, it's almost like Mexican Parmesan kind of consistency.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Have you heard of honeymoon funds?
Yeah, I did one of those.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, we don't have any money, but we had been living together for a long time when my wife and I got married. And so we were like, instead of giving us toasters or silverware or whatever, all this junk that we already have, give us just kick some money into this.
That's great. So
they've become quite controversial.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was controversial
people,
when we did it.
People
too.
View them as the equivalent of spinning the iPad around to tip at JCPenney's or something.
Oh, yeah. Hard disagree.
Yeah? There were a few people that really didn't like that my wife and I did it.
But I don't get that though.
Like her parents.
Yeah. I don't like why.
We're mostly mad you're marrying her.
If you're going to buy someone a gift, what's the difference? I'd rather just give you money. Yeah. In fact, that's my go-to for weddings is just, we're just going to write them a check.
I think it's because, you know, I confronted all this when I did it. I think it's a lot of the, like, I don't know, tackiness maybe or gaucheness of, like.
Well, I mean,
I love the honesty.
Well, the gauche-ness. Think about it.
I think it's the gaucheness.
Yeah. If you give me a toaster, it's like, thank you for this gift of a toaster, versus kicking $30, that gives a very specific quantifiable that I can look on there and see, like.
But we know what the toaster costs.
My best friend only gave $30.
Wait, right now.
So do people think that a wedding registry is gauche?
Yeah.
No.
Because you pick out everything that you want and you know the exact price.
Which is weird.
You're saying, please buy me specifically
this.
Exactly. Yeah, that's how I felt about it, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, I think you are correct, Andrew.
That's why I ended up pulling the trigger on it and going
with it. Yeah, you're correct, Andrew. Anybody that's upset about that, you guys are all just wrong.
Is that I just thought, like, there's no real difference.
Welcome to our world, too.
Oh, my God. The gaucheness.
That's great. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like,
can you imagine if Wheeler was conservative and on 97.1?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
that'd be
man.
Fun. The highest rating.
Highest ratings ever.
Should I try it?
Yeah. Yes.
Should I just go into a pseudonym and just
100%.
like see what happens?
You'll be rich in a year. Call your show. Oh,
you know
I
what
guess
really
what
sucks? It
then
sucks
is.
Being it sucks being rational about everything and hating everybody because you don't get paid for either one of them.
No, you don't. No one's paying people in the middle jack crap.
To be a hat, yeah. No, doesn't pay to be a hater of everyone. I hate them all.
Jeez, you are on a roll here.
I know.
Well, thanks Bunch for thinking jerks. That I'm not petty, guys.
Yes. I'm on Team Rachel.
You're way
and
prettier
I'm on
than
Team
petty.
Andrew.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
I'm on Team Andrew, too. I'm down with the honeymoon fun. That's
yeah,
good.
And if you send somebody an email, just anybody out there listening, just say please. Please and thank you.
Well, okay.
Here's
and
your etiquette.
And yes. You know what, Andrew? You're so right. That's what it really boils down to. Because without tone in text, you can interpret it any way. And if it comes across like demanding or like short or something, it's like, ugh. Like, it, yeah. You really do.
So why did they end up not doing the show?
Just scheduling conflict.
Mm. Oh.
Because I couldn't figure out how to do it.
I love it.
I know your schedule pretty well. 223 DGS, happy Friday. Sue Thomas sitting in with us. So the guys and I walked about, I don't know, 8 blocks or so to lunch today, and we saw 2 cop cars. And Wheels made the point that since we're about 100 to 200 cops down, there have to be, by definition, empty vehicles. Just park them.
Yeah, it's really not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, it can't hurt, right?
Park them along Wash Ave and...
I know you have to move them around every so often, right?
Sure.
Right.
But, I mean, at the very least, what does everybody do when you see a police car on the
slow
side
down.
Of the road?
Hell yeah.
Even if you're not speeding, yep. You're not sure. Your first instinct is slow
do
down.
Get at people in white Tahoes?
You know who I hate? The people that have the light on the side
yes.
by the mirror.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, come on.
Who are those people?
I don't know.
What are they doing with that?
People like I was behind today, the guy in the 2012 Mustang flooring it at every stoplight.
Oh,
and then having to stop again.
Those are the people.
I
need a spotlight on my non-
That was
service vehicle.
That was Kevin trying to show off his Camaro.
Oh,
to
yeah, tell me about
I
that.
I did this from to Andrew the, yesterday.
Every block, he would slam the gas.
Well, it was only that one. I did it once really good when we were making the turn onto Tucker because he was like, I've never been in a sports car before. And I'm like, all right, here, watch this. And what did you do, Andrew?
I clutched the seatbelt like this. And they have damaged the seatbelt.
He was like holding tight.
It made me feel better.
He was like holding tight and he was going, ah!
I did scream when he slammed the gas. I went, ah! Like that.
I mean, we only went for maybe 500 feet.
Dude, I did two different, you'll appreciate this, Sue, with Mike being a racer. I did the Richard Petty driving school twice.
Oh, that's fun.
And I did really well, and they let me go like 160-something miles
Holy
an hour,
cow.
And it was really fun. And then they go, you want to really do something? And I'm like, yeah. And they put me in the passenger seat with a NASCAR driver.
Oh, now that is nuts.
Oh, My Lord.
And people who don't comprehend that, if you think, well, they're just driving around in circles, oh. I am telling you that going at that speed, that close to other vehicles, it's nuts.
Nuts. And then I got to do, thanks to my buddy Katie Jambretz, I got to do the ride along in an Indy car.
Ooh.
And so, of course, it's straight away left turn.
Okay.
And so when he started the left turn, I was like, well, this is where I die.
Yeah,
your brain just, I mean, think about it, like the fastest we went before the train was the horse.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the first time a human brain confronts that, your brain just goes, no. Mm-mm. This is it.
And we still measure in horsepower, which I find is amazing.
It is right. Kind of amazing, yeah. Isn't it?
600 like horses.
It's still our point of reference. Like, did anybody ever get pulled by 600 horses to see what it would be like? And do they actually multiply the speed?
I don't know.
Or are they all just still at one horsepower and you're...
I don't 600 know.
600 of them pulling you.
But your brain, you have to be, I was going to say wired differently, but I think you can learn that. If you can overcome that fear.
Yeah.
But boy, that's a big hurdle.
Let's talk to Pat here in Decatur, Springfield area. Hey, Pat, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hey.
Enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you.
And I'm on the Decatur City Council here in Decatur, and we've had a problem over the years with people downtown causing problems. Some are homeless, some are, you know, doing things they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And we started putting empty police cars, moving them around in downtown, and it has made a difference. So I just heard you guys talking about that. That would be, especially if you're short on police officers, which everybody is.
You bet.
That's true.
So, yeah. But anyway, I just thought I'd say that really does work.
Pat, is Decatur where Milliken is?
Yes, right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's three blocks from me.
All right. There you go. Shout out to Milliken and Decatur. Thanks, Pat.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
234 DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Can you talk about that? I don't want to dox you where you're going, but it sounds cool.
Next weekend, I'm going to Tulsa for the Tulsa Tough, they call it. And they have bike races with real professionals, and it's really cool to watch. They do it downtown, and they call them crits, and you can watch the pros and the women and the men. But they also do a grand fondo, which is...
Are you just making words up?
I am not.
Do they give you a royal flisbin if you win?
Oh, I would like that.
What about the goose popper?
No. But it's a bike ride where you could do three different levels. Piccolo, just the little one, or the medio, or you can do a century. But we always do, me and a couple of friends of mine from college, we ride the little piccolo. So it's a 35-miler on a Saturday, and then Sunday it's another piccolo, which is 34. But you can ride 60 if you'd like. That's what the medium one is.
Sounds fun.
Or you can do a century. But you do
100
that.
100 years?
What? Yeah, that's right. I'm on a bike ride for 100 years. But then they have something called Crybaby Hill in Tulsa, and the pros do that too.
All of this sounds made up.
I know, but it's
just
hot.
Right off the top.
Look at it.
She's super hot.
Tulsa Tough. It's fun.
Crybaby Hill,
and you can watch them go around, and it's just nuts.
As a biker, you want to hear one of the dumber things I've ever done?
I do.
So I was fat, and I decided the way to not be fat was to do the Ironman.
Oh.
And so I bought a 10-speed. And I bought an outfit because the outfit is critical. And a friend of mine and I went to ride the River Road.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Very windy out there,
though. We get 10 miles, so somewhere between the beginning and Elsa, something like that. And I blow a tire.
Oh.
And I had no stuff.
No, you didn't.
I didn't have anything to replace it with. I didn't have a tire pump. I had nothing.
Yeah.
So I had to carry my bike back.
Okay. Was that the end of your Ironman?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
At least you have the outfit.
Yeah. I did like a miniature Ironman. I want to say it was in Babbler.
Those are fun.
Well, I got to the swimming part and it was just in a big Olympic sized pool kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And all I can do is the Rocky, you know, the breaststroke.
Yeah.
And after two laps, the guy just goes, just get out. Just get out. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, just get out of the pool. Because people are just waiting to go.
Oh, man.
So.
Well, that's kind of a cute story, Dave.
Yeah.
I could teach you how to swim, you know, like a person.
Could you?
Yeah.
Like a real human? Like a real boy?
Maybe.
Can I come to swimming lessons, too?
Yes.
Because I am not a strong swimmer.
Yes, absolutely. We could do this.
Okay. I took lessons one time, and they didn't work.
Well, apparently.
Yeah.
But at least you got the Rocky. What'd you call that?
The Rocky Balboa.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's doing the just like he just falls face first and then he moves his arms and then he falls face first. He doesn't even do it. Yeah,
I think you'd feel better if you felt better about your ability to swim in more situations.
And yet, I have saved three people from drowning.
I know,
that's true.
That's the craziest.
Really?
Yes, he has.
It's the craziest.
He thinks he's a lifeguard.
Yeah,
I don't know. It gets into me.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
that's
give
crazy.
Him the best one.
So in Florida. And I'm about as far out as you can get and touch.
In the ocean?
In the ocean.
Okay.
And someone's 50 yards past me.
Okay.
And I see him bobbing.
Uh-oh.
And then I see him waving.
Uh-oh.
And so Fee was out there with me. We had boogie boards. And so I just shoved Phoebe towards her mom. And I took Phoebe's boogie board. And I boogie boarded out there.
Okay.
And the guy was going down.
Oof.
And so I gave him the boogie board. And he was kicking back, and I was kind of holding on to his shorts because I don't swim well.
Yeah.
And we made it all the way back.
Wow.
And Phoebe was so pissed.
That you took the boogie board?
Like later in the afternoon, the wife made him walk up and thank me because he was embarrassed.
Oh.
And so just like, you know, thank you. I guess I was in some trouble. And then he walks away, and Phoebe's like, what? It was my boogie board.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And being a Glover, she likes the sweet nectar of the credit.
Oh. I love that story.
I was saying to someone the other day, I forget what it was, but it was like, would you give someone a kidney? And it's like, yeah, if they were like, you know, a sibling or really close person, I'm like, I would do it just for the credit. I would do it just for the story. Just for, like, people to go, like, do you hear what Glover did? Like, yeah, but he gave a kidney to a stranger. Like, I would 100% do it.
Hmm.
Just for the credit. Oh. What's wrong with me?
Still helps someone.
I'm giving up organs.
Still helps someone.
Yeah, I guess.
How old was Phoebe at the time?
Six.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's why I love that
right
story.
Right in that age where everything's about you.
Yeah. It was my board.
He didn't even mention me.
Dang it.
Yeah, then two more times. I know. Crazy.
I've never even had that seen that come up.
Then I had a lady.
I knew you were going to tell my story.
I had a lady. I went out to the beach, and it was like 6 in the morning. So I'm all by myself, sitting at a picnic table, drinking coffee. And it's really a big, wide beach. I don't know how far. Maybe 50 yards again. And then to get to the ocean, there's a dip. So you can't quite see where the water breaks. And I hear someone yelling. So I go walking out there, and there's this lady. She's on the larger side. She's bigger than me, and she had really, really twisted her ankle bad. And there's no one else on the beach, and so my savior instinct kicks in, and I said, I'm going to carry you back to safety. And she's like, let's level. She's like, I weigh like 230 pounds. You can't lift me. And I'm like, oh, I'm very strong. And so I lift her up and I'm carrying her like Tarzan style. And I make it maybe 20 yards. I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. And you're in sand.
That's right. You know? Right. That's hard.
I'm like, I'm just going to put you down for a second.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's probably not practical, but the only way to carry good weight is like fireman's carry.
Yeah.
Like over
What's
my
that?
Shoulder. Over their shoulder, yeah.
That wasn't going to happen.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes it's not a practical thing, but like doing it in front, good Lord, your arms are going to be burning in 10 seconds.
Then I made it all the way back with her, and her friend, girlfriend, wife, don't know, was there waiting, and she was like, oh, this man saved me, and all that. And she was pissed at me. Like, the friend was pissed.
Why?
Once again, because I was getting the glory.
Oh.
She was like, I would have found you. I would have helped you. And she's like, well, you didn't.
You weren't there. Yeah.
It didn't care me at all.
Yeah.
So hero, I guess. Is
yeah.
Yeah, that's the right word.
I agree.
This is what we're getting to.
I think so. Where's your cape?
Yeah, he needs a medal. A beach medal.
Hims needs a medal.
Oh,
a beach medal.
They just pin it to your shorts.
Like Captain Lifeguard.
Then another time, I really, really thought I was dying. We went sailboating with a captain and such. It was in Florida again. There's a little private island. And the first day we moored maybe 20 yards from the shore, quick little swim, had such a good time, we went back 2 days later. Well, this time, he moored like 100 yards off. And Phoebe was even smaller, but she had a life jacket on.
Right.
And so I'm swimming, once again, Rocky Balboa, and I got my hand on her, and I start to bonk. I mean, you get to the point where physically you just can't do it. And we were maybe 40 yards from the shore, and I knew I wasn't going to make it. And so I kind of picked Phoebe up the best you can in the water, and I threw her towards the shore. And I had maybe 5 more breaststrokes in me, and I took them, and I was done, and I just went down.
Oh.
And when I went down, I hit the bottom.
Oh, right away? So you could push back
so
up?
So I could push back up. Dave. But, I know what that feels like to think, this is it. Like, I'm...
That's scary.
Oh, it was terrifying.
Would they tell you then to turn on your back and float?
Yep.
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
You flip on your back and you'll float. Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. So if that ever
My
happens
instinct
again,
was to go under arch
your
and breathe.
You flip back. You flip back. Flip, you arch your back.
And
then
float.
You're...
Yeah, so I guess that's 4. To
so
save myself.
Was Phoebe...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you say, like, Daddy's not doing so well, I'm going to throw you?
No. And then afterwards, everyone's like, you're a jackass. She had a just hold on to her. And I was like, oh, I guess I could have saved myself with the floating baby.
Yeah.
Hero.
Yeah, hero.
I agree.
Saved Marine from choking once.
Okay.
Yes. Another hero instance.
Really pissed her off, too. She was so mad at me. It embarrassed her.
Oh.
Saved
her
life, though.
I saved my wife from choking, but I also caused her to choke on the cookie that she was eating. So
I don't think that one counts.
Okay, that cancels it. Yeah.
That makes it neutral.
You're even.
It's a neutral move.
Yeah. How did you choke her?
She was eating something. She was like sitting on the bed. We were like cleaning her bedroom or something, and she was sitting on the bed.
No, what were you really doing?
And she was eating like I think it was a Thin Mint. And I went and like dove on the bed, and I landed on it, and it like bounced the bed. And
yeah,
so
you got
she
it.
Like it, so she did completely caused her choking.
Mm.
But then I gave her. I'm good at the Heimlich, so I gave her the Heimlich.
I'm good at it.
That's a weird thing.
How
to
often
brag
are
about.
You doing the Heimlich?
I mean, it's not the first time she started choking on food or whatever. So. I managed to get
or whatever is doing a lot of work here.
I think we've
carried this story far enough.
I launched the cookie and she was fine, but I felt bad because I was like, I saved you, and she's like, you also cost me to almost die.
Don't tell that story, then say launch the cookie.
Okay. That thing went flying. I'm for real. The cookie went all the way across the room.
Read the room. 250 DGS, happy Friday. Fast food news?
Absolutely. The first one is from Taco Bell. This is for Sue because I know she loves her Burrito Supreme.
Oh, I do like a Burrito Supreme.
Well, they have come out with the Big Cheez-It Taco Bell line. I am extremely excited about this. For instance, the Big Cheez-It Tostada. It's a tostada topped with seasoned beef, tomatoes, lettuce, shredded cheese, and sour cream all on a huge Cheez-It cracker.
Oh, wow. That is intriguing.
They're also making a Cheez-It Crunch Wrap, and you can get the Big Cheez-It box, which includes the Crunchwrap Supreme, a beefy 5-layer burrito, nacho fries, and a medium drink for just $9.
I miss the regular tostada. Do they do that anymore?
I don't think so.
I haven't been to Taco Bell in a long time. No, they don't?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that's a shame.
Did you guys ever have a tostada?
I have.
Yeah. That was my go-to when I was a kid.
I never did.
Yeah, it's just a hard-shell taco but flat.
I think the only extra thing was that they put beans on it and the meat and cheese and lettuce.
Well, now they're doing it with a big cheese stick.
Yeah, so it wouldn't all fall off.
Right, that's it. It was the paste that held it all together.
Look at the big brain umbrella.
Yeah.
I'll eat that Cheez-It.
Yeah, I will eat it as well. I'm excited for this, actually.
I like the extra toasty.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had that?
Yeah, the extra toasty is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about this on the break earlier. Subway has announced the highly anticipated return of its footlong cookie to restaurants across the country.
People are losing their minds.
Yeah.
It does look really good.
They look good on TV.
Look that up.
It kind of almost looks, yeah, it looks almost like a...
You having trouble picturing a foot-long cookie, are
well,
you?
I mean, it's just a cookie
Subway
stretched out.
Subway foot-long cookie.
It's served warm, and it's just $5, which actually seems a little steep.
Really?
Really?
I thought it seemed cheap.
For a... Yeah,
I don't know. Like, if you chop that into four pieces...
Yeah.
I guess so.
That'd be 3 inches apiece.
So it just used the bread pans and put cookie in them.
Yeah.
Let's go. Now I get it.
And churros, too. I want the churros.
Yeah.
Speaking of things, you know, being reasonably priced, Jack in the Box is doing something in response to rising inflation. They're rolling out a new value menu to give customers more bang for their buck. It's called Jack's Munchies Under $4 menu, and it features a variety of fan favorite items, including the Junior Jumbo Jack, two tacos, French toast sticks, and more, all priced under $4.
Who more blatantly appeals to potheads, Taco Bell or Jack in the Box?
Yes.
I think Jack in the Box. Sure.
Yeah. They say it out loud more.
Do they?
They've made a significant amount. Taco Bell was like, fourth meal, what if you're up late? Like, whatever.
They're a little more subtle about it.
They're winking at you.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is like...
If you're super stoned.
Smokey's stoner meal. For when you're super...
It's a potluck dinner.
Let's see. Buffalo Wild Wings is adding a new sauce to their menu. The Luau Barbecue Sauce adds a sweet and smoky pineapple flavor.
Oh, nope. Let's go.
Perfect for those looking to bring a bit of vacation flair to their meals.
I cannot do pineapple and meat. And I know it's a thing. I get it.
It's a good thing.
I like it at two wheels.
Yeah.
We're splitting here. Yeah. What about you, Andrew? Where do you fall?
Pineapple with meat?
On a pizza or something?
Yeah, it's fine. I don't prefer it.
You don't crave it.
Yeah.
Come to the good side, Andrew.
It's good on a teriyaki burger. It's good on chicken. It's good on fish.
Have you guys noticed the pineapple in the parking garage?
What?
Yes. What?
What are you talking about?
Right as you're, like, when you're pulling out, it's right there in the corner. There's just a pineapple sitting there.
Yep.
It's like the pear pickle jar. Have you guys heard of this?
No. Yes.
This is on TikTok. There's like a pickle jar that sits. Where is it, Sue?
I don't know. It moves throughout De Pere, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a pickle jar that people find like on the highway.
Yeah.
And they stop and take pictures of it.
On an overpass. Here's a jar of pickles in De Pere.
And they say we're not a great city.
Right. All right. We have so much going for us.
It should be the De Pere because then it could be De Pere Pear.
Oh, wait.
I get what you're trying to do.
Yeah. So it's a...
But it's a pickle.
Pickle jar with pears in it? Jar in De Pere?
De Pere is a city.
Pickle jar in De Pere.
Yeah, De Pere is a
what
city.
What if they had
you screwed
pears?
Up, Wheeler. You're broken.
I was like,
there's
now.
Too many pears.
He's going to yell now.
One means dad, one means fruit. I'm lost.
He's going to yell now.
Yeah, now he's getting. Now you made him yell.
We're never going to calm him down.
Andrew, look at what you made me do.
He's shamed. He is.
Panda Express has introduced a new limited time dish to its menu, hot orange chicken. Available until June 23rd or while supplies last.
I was
struggling with that so much.
Speaking of Burger King.
So they have the orange chicken.
This is just hot orange chicken.
So they just put in like the red pepper on there?
It's crushed chilies and a ladle full of dried chilies.
There you go.
Ooh.
That sounds,
I'll eat it.
Sounds pretty good. And my final fast food news story here, Chex Mix has unveiled its latest flavor innovation, the Buffalo Chicken Sandwich Chex Mix. I don't know why you wouldn't just call it Buffalo Chicken.
Yeah, why
or even
sandwich?
Just Buffalo.
Do they put bread crumbs in there? Or what am I trying to say? Those little toasted
little toast things?
Yeah.
They do, Sue. They have the toasted breadstick and buffalo sauce Chex.
Sue's smart.
She is smart. She's got her finger on the pulse here. With the Chex Mix.
That is correct.